Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this podcast is about, you know, critics and enemies that I have, and the enemies around me, unfortunately, for all the wrong reasons and for insanity or for jealousy, or, and that's primarily what it is, or, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but to my critics of my music, even if it's legit, I am not going to respond to it because that's going to happen no matter how good I sing or whatever. Critics said that they thought my song, I Do Love You, I sounded terrible, I can't sing, or you know what, damn them. It sounds is good for what it is. It's good singing. I sing in a variety of ways. I sing in a very soprano, sometimes falsetto range. I can get it up there as a rock and roll singer. But sometimes I sing in a lot of my songs I sing in a low tenor, in a variety of ups and highs. You know, the recording studio shows me in a lower version, but it doesn't matter. I sing good, and I'm a great singer, a good singer. I don't care what they say. It's not going to stop me from singing a song. I am a songwriter, but I am also an artist. So I don't care if they think that I Do Love You is terrible. It is for what it is. I've done it purposely, without preparation, as I said. I Do Love You because it was not a recording studio situation. It was just writing from the heart and singing from the heart without any preparation. Now, when I prepare. There are other songs where basic jam, same thing. I did it on podcasts where I sing in the higher range. There's other songs, so I have nothing to prove. Whether they're wrong or right, I don't want to fight no more, okay? But what's more important is that I continue to create and sing and write a song. So the songwriting is so important because I'm a songwriter. Right now I'm a songwriter. So I'm just going to be a songwriter writing songs. And I may remaster, I may sing for my podcast. That's all I'm doing. So the songs are out there and they sound great. And that's all. So any critics to my song, I ignore you, damn you. I'm not going to respond. So, you know, negativity is not what it is. If it's legit, I don't care. I sound good on I Do Love You or any song. And that's all I'm going to say on that topic. For songwriting purposes, I'm going to continue to sing. I'm going to continue to be out there in the recording professionally. To my enemies, well, I think it's just jealousy and insanity. They got mental problems, the ones that I'm referring to. And these are personal situations, too. I am living in 2023. I'm living in open-minded, Democratic California. It's nothing but Democrats get elected out here. It will continue to be for the next 10 years or 20 years, or it will never change. And that's what I came out here for. You know, when I made a choice to go from New York, which is very open to a degree, to Los Angeles, very open, it's because Los Angeles, Hollywood seemed to be not just a place for entertainment, which I came out here. That's the number one reason. But I came out here because it accepts people. There's so many unique people of all shapes and sizes. It's friendly to people who dress and look different, or it's friendly to people who marginalized groups, you know, people who are marginalized in society, including minority, black, white, gay people, gay friendly. But I didn't come out, you know, at the time I didn't come out for that, but I knew it was Los Angeles was a place for open-mindedness, because I'm a very open-minded person. I came out here for entertainment, but also I can pursue entertainment and be open-minded and be who I am as myself, be my unique self without being harassed or laughed at or targeted. And also I like that Los Angeles was a place, Democratic, that is open-minded to all groups, whether you're black, white, gay, straight, whatever. So it's open-minded. And the laws are open-minded in the state of California. So that's what I came out here for. I would never go to a place where it tend to be closed-minded or there are, you know, restrictions and people are tend to be bigoted toward marginalized people or people who are unique. I can never live in a marginalized, closed-minded place. I had to live in an open-minded place like California. But despite living in the Los Angeles County area, and I'm glad to live here, and being an open-minded liberal and Democrat, I always prefer to live in a Democratic, open-minded area like Los Angeles. So I'm glad to be Los Angeles County. No matter where I go, I attract the people who are from closed-minded societies. They may, wherever they're from, who goes against the majority or the grain of what it's like to live in Los Angeles. Outright outside of it, inside Los Angeles, you know, whether they're living in Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, San Fernando, there's going to be always a bigot or an idiot. I didn't know where, you know, I'm living in a place where I attracted a religious zealot. And my stance is religious zealots are crazy and they get mentally ill and they take the religion to their Christian beliefs to extreme. They're not, and they tend to use Christian beliefs to hurt people, harass people, and still think that they believe in God, think they know everything about God, or say, I need to believe in Jesus. Well, my stance is Jesus do not harass and hurt people or preach bigotry or prejudice to other people. You cannot be no religious Christian if you're hurting, harassing other people or using it to target people. I don't deal with religious zealots, and I never will. Those type of people are dangerous sometimes. They take it to the extremes to where they harass and hurt people. Any type of religion should not be used to extremes to harass and hurt people who are different. Because this religious zealot that I'm referring to is ultra-conservative, ultra-bigoted. I don't want to deal with somebody like that. Okay? And they have laws, hate crime laws, and think they can just use their religion to preach hatred. That's not what it's for. I am not going to hang around somebody who's a religious zealot and say, I need to believe in Jesus all the time. That is wrong for them to say that. It's not supposed to be used to harass people. Keep saying it over and over again. Think they know it all. Think they're God themselves. They are not God. They're a human being. So, you know, don't come over to me and judge me because you think that I am not living because I am not conservative and because I don't condone closed-minded beliefs. You should not be using it to harass or be a hypocrite. That's wrong, morally wrong, ethically wrong, universally wrong. Most people on this planet will agree, no matter what religion it is. Religion should be kept to yourself, or you believe in your religion, fine. Do not preach and harass or use it to target me because I look different or act differently from you. You know, that kind of thing. The other situation is that, you know, the same people saying interracial marriage is wrong or stay with your own kind, include these black people and white people in the area. My stance is we all know that at university that's racist. That's wrong. That's ethically wrong, morally wrong. There is a federal law that has been passed that's universal in the entire United States. Interracial marriage is legal, and so is gay marriage. most in the mainstream, most people endorse gay marriage and interracial marriage, 94%. So when you go around saying you're against people hanging out with other races or marriage, you are a racist. You're a hateful person. You should not be around other people. In 2023, especially living in Los Angeles, California, or living in California itself, which is such an open-minded place. This is not a place for a racist. That's racism. Any type of racism, that's wrong. And if you're going to stay in California, believe in that shit, you're going to be always a minority. You're going to be ostracized, and you may be investigated for a hate crime sooner or later if you act out on those beliefs. That's like a KKK member or some ultra black, you know, black racism too. That's wrong too. If you marry somebody of a different race, that's good. Because that doesn't make sense. If you're against interracial marriage or against me hanging out with white people or whatever, you got to be a racist. You got to be an evil person. I don't want that person around. What is he doing in California? What is he doing in California? California do not endorse that type of belief. Most people will never condone that. There are places on this planet in the United States, unfortunately, who are very close-minded. They probably would tolerate somebody like that, but not California. Please, you know, if you see somebody saying they don't like people, what they say, stay with your own kind, please stay away from them. That's like a KKK member. That's a dangerous person. That belief is so outdated, not only outdated, but wrong. It has been proven scientifically, scientists, that black and white people are 100% equal. 100% equal. We're 100% equal. And everybody is a mixture on this planet, black, white, or brown. People are a mixture of different races. Even white people, they're a mixture of Indian. They have black in them. I saw somebody who was totally looked Caucasian, and they have black in them, and vice versa. There's somebody who's black who has a white relative. It is not right. It is morally wrong. It's scientifically proven wrong. I don't understand that concept. Racism of any type is wrong. It is wrong. So if you marry somebody of the same race or marry somebody of a different race, that's good. It's legal. It's very popular. It's been popular for years. It's been popular for decades. And someone's still against it, against interracial marriage or, you know, in 2000, in the 21st century, got to be a evil damn racist. You don't want no racists around them. They should be ostracized, probably should be investigated, because some of those people can turn into very racist or criminals. You know, they can act on their beliefs and go to jail for hate crime. You know, we're not living in KKK land, you know. It's not, you know, we're not 1940 where they endorse backward beliefs and, you know, go around harassing people who are involved in interracial marriage. I mean, it is nothing wrong with being or hanging out or marrying someone of a different race. There are people who are left, who believe in left, and people who are conservative who are in interracial marriages, left and right politically. So when you say that, you are against the whole grain of the majority of this country and this whole world. So you need to stop. And that includes the black people, too, saying that they don't like me because I don't hang out with my own people. That's racism. That's evil. That's outdated. That's ignorant. And that's repugnant. Those people should not be around anybody, kept away from everybody else in the society. What is wrong with those people? They're nuts. They're mentally ill. They're out of touch with reality with the 21st century. And they're on the wrong side of history, and they will always be. I don't want to be around somebody like that. And they're my enemies. Those people are crazy. And I don't even know these people. They say that at me on the street, these black people. you know what? Black racism, two wrongs don't make a right. Black racism is wrong. If a black person wants to hang out with a white person or marry a white person, that is naturally fine. And vice versa. If a white person wants to marry a black person, that is fine too. Or marry whoever you want. We should not be talking about that in 21st century. Not only is outdated, it's ignorant. You're on the wrong side of history, and those people are dangerous. Something is wrong with these people who think like that. If they continue to think like that, fine. They need to keep it to themselves because most people don't believe that, and that's morally wrong. You know, my enemies are insane. You know, I told you about, you know, they're jealous of me. These African-American women making up lies about my music, saying I don't own it. And remember, you know, I don't deal with no mentally ill people. Mentally ill people do crazy things. They don't know how to respect. Severe mentally ill people can be dangerous. When they don't know how to respect my boundaries or respect my home, boundaries of my home or boundaries coming up to me without knowing me and think they already know me when I don't, they are seriously mentally ill and can be dangerous, whether you're black, white, or brown. I don't want that. I made enemies with a crazy person who don't understand reality. No, I don't want them around me. They should be investigated by some cop or some put in a locked facility. You don't go up to strangers and get angry at them because you're jealous of me, saying I don't own my music. And these same crazy people out there on the street, not just homeless, the homeless part, and you know, I told you, you know, saying racist things. Again, anyone who moves against interracial marriage is a nut, or not only a racist, someone is repugnant, and we should stay away from them as much as possible. They're on the wrong side of history. They are repugnant and disgusting individuals. Most people don't believe that. Those people can be dangerous. And they're mentally ill. Now, my music, when they say they lying to, you know, SEO and other people say, I don't own my music, or lying to record companies, all they're not going to know is that they ain't going to take that for granted. All they need to look on the copyright office will see my name is with that song. They don't own anything. So I don't want those crazy people coming near me. Okay? No religious zealots. No race, black or white racists. I don't want them around me. I don't want nobody who talks something that is so profoundly repugnant and disgusting. I don't want those type of people around me. It's important that, you know, if somebody's against me and they don't really know me because they hear me on the radio, podcast, or hear my song, they should be investigated by the cops. They could be dangerous. They have dangerous people like that. I made enemies of somebody because they're jealous or in a neighborhood who don't even know me. They need to go get investigated by the cops. They got or go to a mental hospital. Those people can be dangerous. And again, the religious zealot is dangerous too. You don't use your religion to preach hatred and try to harass me and think you know everything about the universe, think you're God. No, you're not God. You're a human being. You're just like me. You have no right to be preaching any type of religion against me and think harassing me with it because and preaching prejudice and think you're right. No way. But for those who don't like my music, I mean, people have said, you know, my music ain't good enough, and even professionals, even if they have there's nothing reasonable about it, but even if they have an opinion, honest opinion, so a lot of people have honest opinions and say they don't like my music, they don't like my songwriting, they don't like my voice, they don't like anything. That's fine. You have every right to have an opinion. That's not going to stop me from continuing with my songwriting or making a song. Okay? We all have opinions, but that's not going to stop me.
But for an enemy who was angry for insanity, no. The insanity, they need to get treated. They could be dangerous. But there are people who are angry at me because I don't do what they say. They're crazy. It's insane, you know. People don't like me because I shut them out or I have a personality where I just do what I want. I even have a white supremacist who didn't like me because he said I'm uppity. You know, that man should be investigated by the cops because he's just like the deranged people, the religious zealot, he's a racist just like the others. I don't want to track that in California. California is supposed to be a place of open-mindedness. That's why I came out here. I'm open-minded, like the Californians. I really want to be in West Hollywood, but not anymore. Everything's changed in West Hollywood. So much crime. I was over there hearing about all those. You know, everything has changed. You know, so I'm standing away because I still have that dream. But I want to be around rational people who are open-minded and who are well and who are not criminals. I don't want to be around no dangerous person. But I'd also hang out with whoever I want. So that's the thing about it, you know. The critics that some of the enemies I have are insane. I consider them just dangerous criminals. But for those who are against me, who know me, I'm very sorry. But I did nothing to them. I have even people angry at me because I don't want to be, a counselor. I mean, that's crazy. I didn't come out to L.A. to be a counselor. I came out to L.A. to be an artist. So that's how it is. I mean, it really is. Now, people who are in it for a good, you know, I have people who don't want to be around me and they knew me. I said, well, that's their right to, you know, I moved on, you know. There's always going to be people who not going to like me for whatever, and I had to ignore them and just hang out with those who do. Because I know I'm a pretty good person. But I'm wondering, why are some attracting enemies with crazy people? I don't know. Or people who are on the wrong side of, on the wrong tracks of this society. Or, I don't know, you know. When people think backward beliefs in the open-minded California, some, you know, California have all these open-minded laws, anti-hate laws, you know, it's for, you know, a lot of people who are unique and artists come out here like me, and it's like, I don't know why they're living here. They're going to always be in the minority. There'll never be a majority of people who think like them. There'll never be a majority who are close-minded and to vote a certain way, because that's not going to happen. Well, anyway, no matter where we go, we keep away from crazy people or racist people and religious zealots, because all of them are crazy and dangerous. Well, anyway, I do what I need to do, you know, but for my critics of my music, that's their opinion, fine. But to the enemies who make up stories that, you know, all they need to do is look on the copyright office and see if I own that song. My name is on it. When I release, all they need to do is look at the company. You know, the company is registered with the city, the publishing, and the songs. I got 456 songs. They will not give it very far in court. So they need to stop lying. And when they lie and people go to check the copyright, they're going to lose credibility. So they need to stop lying. But I made people who are enemies, you know, I don't know. Enemies because of the way I act or because of my personality. Well, if I didn't do anything to them, there's something, you know, they're crazy, something wrong with them. I continue to act the way I act. Because I'm a great person. But one thing for sure, I do not want to attract crazy people to me, or I don't hang out with people who don't know how to respect boundaries of, you know, that's why I'm trying to sell my home, you know, is in the process right now. So I can be, you know, I don't want to be around no crazy people, homeless, or somebody who don't understand how to respect boundaries. So I can stay sane and be normal in terms of being healthy, stable, and continue to go for my dreams. And at the same time, talk about these things. We have to be careful. Some people in the society, some people in the society, no matter where we go, can be dangerous. They don't know how to deal with neighbors or people. They don't know how to mind their business because they have mental illness or criminal intent or alcohol, whatever it is, or religious zealot. Stay away from them. But for enemies that I made, that I did something to, well, I'm sorry. I'm a very good person. I'm not a perfect person, but I had to move on. Life is too short. So I had to take care of myself, create, and express thyself. Be good to other people. Be open-minded. There's good in everybody. That's why I'm very open-minded. I know liberal because there's good in everything. Everybody has something to give to this world. And everybody, no matter who they are and where they come from, should be respected. No matter if they're black, white, gay, straight, Latin, Arab, Jewish, Christian, astrology, Buddhist, hard rock, whether they listen to hard rock or pop or whatever, they're good. You know, everybody's good. The bad part of it is that when people try to discriminate or try to be racist, say you have to stay with your own kind. That's racism. That's what the Ku Klux Klan said. That leads to bigotry. That leads to hate crimes. You don't want to deal with somebody who talk like that, who's on the wrong side of history and who's repugnant and evil. You don't want to talk about somebody who say evil things that and ignorant things that goes against the grain of this society and nature itself. That's all. I'll leave it there. Good day, good night from Dev Knight.